Thank you for your faithful and valuable service to Srila Prabhupada for nearly 40 years now. I am awed when I consider that you have been a guru for more than 30 years and a sannyasi for more than 36 years. Your taking sannyas and remaining a sannyasi from the tender age of 23 and a half shows your strength of mind and your extraordinary depth of commitment and love for Srila Prabhupada. Considering the attractions and distractions of Kali Yuga, your faithful service as a sannyasi is simply awesome. But you have done much more than remain celibate. You have wonderfully changed many hearts by enthusiastically imparting Krishna consciousness to whomever you meet, and you have undergone much self-sacrifice in the process. Thus, you have unceasingly acted to please Srila Prabhupada and to spread the Sankirtan movement. Jai Srila Chaitanya. Bravo! Seeing your dedication that you are only 25 years old, Srila Prabhupada appointed you to the top echelon of his society, the GBC. 25 years old. And he sent you to South America and Mexico, where you opened dozens of centers and encouraged hundreds of devotees in their service. You learned Spanish and Portuguese and quickly became fluent, which proved a tremendous asset for your preaching. You opened the Spanish BBT and began overseeing the translation and publication of Srila Prabhupada's books on a huge scale in North and South America. When you were only 29 years old, Srila Prabhupada left this world, giving you the solemn order and immense responsibility of accepting disciples and carrying on the parampara as a bona fide spiritual master. You meaningfully expressed your profound experience of being made a guru, even though you were not even 30 years old. Quote, "The weight of this colossal burden has crushed, like helpless birds, my power to enjoy the material world." Okay. But despite the enormity of your new task, you didn't waver. Fiercely dedicated as always, you lovingly encouraged your new disciples to faithfully and enthusiastically serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. In August 1978, you wrote in your Vyasa Puja offering to Srila Prabhupada, quote, "Now he has entrusted to us his mission for awakening the conditioned souls, beginning with ourselves. Jivjaga, Jivjaga, Vodajanga Bale, Kota Nidrama, Yahumaya, Pishachira Kore. He has given us all the task of becoming pure devotees of Krishna and simultaneously awakening all the conditioned souls to the message of Godhead, to the message of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is not an easy task, but it comes easy by surrendering at his lotus feet. He is the personification of Utsaha Nishtaya Dharayat. Srila Prabhupada was always determined, always enthusiastic, always thinking of the goal with great confidence. Therefore, we must dedicate all of our energy to the service of his lotus feet and also become determined, enthusiastic, and patient." Unquote. You also stated that in order to actually become humble and tolerant, we must understand that we are not our bodies. Quote, "By understanding that he is not this body, even though he is surrounded by opposing elements and material difficulties, still he pushes on, satisfied and rejoicing in the pure soul, body parcel of Krishna, the Supreme Lord. That is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One should rejoice in the pure soul, which is eternal servant of Krishna. One should rejoice in devotional service to the Supreme Soul, Krishna, and be transcendental to the three modes of material nature. And in that joyful spiritual mood, give Krishna consciousness to everyone with great energy, great enthusiasm, and with great love. Yami Deka, Tarikaha, Krishna Upadesh." Unquote. During the 31 years since Srila Prabhupada's departure, ISKCON has faced numerous internal disturbances one after another, and sometimes many at the same time. But with great loyalty, you have consistently and persistently helped to steer ISKCON's members back on course, and this has made a difference for many individuals and ultimately for the world. For more than 30 years as a guru and 36 years as a sannyasi, you have staunchly exercised your determination to please Srila Prabhupada and to push forward the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yet you have met many disciples, many devotees, including some of your disciples, have forgotten their former vigorous dedication to spreading Krishna consciousness and have allowed themselves to become complacent and too much absorbed in home life and the body. Also, in many places, you lament that religious rituals have become more important than the Sankirtan movement, and that Krishna has merely become the intellectual goal of one's religion. As your faithful disciples, we can help conquer this gross materialism and apathy by starting with ourselves. In the ever-increasing pace of life, where it seems we barely have time for even old-fashioned simple friendships, we can take time to re-examine our goals, reset our priorities, and consciously work to re-establish our relationship with our dearmost friend, Lord Krishna. As our hearts fill with love and we bubble over with happiness, people will want to find out who or what is making us so happy. All we need is the simple determination to love and please Lord Krishna as our dearmost friend. Thank you, Srila Charity, for always steering us back to Krishna. Your love and service, Krishna.
Actually an extraordinary opening of time. And Dushala, when did you begin your Krishna consciousness?
76.
76. Dushala, everyone knows Dushala, knows she's a very staunch, ideal devotee with very Krishna conscious. And I consider myself fortunate that she to have her around.
For the past 30 years, I've been offering Vyasa pujas, and all I get is a grape. But over this time, something has changed, and something has remained the same. I am curious as to this distinction. Just as we know that materialist is defined as what's temporary, and spiritual is defined what's permanent, I am interested to see what are the core values, what hasn't changed, what has. I am not suggesting that we are born or even programmed with core values, and choice is long gone. Rather, we are born with certain opportunities, and we have the existential freedom to make choices. In these choices, we develop our character, personality, and strive towards our spiritual identity. I wish to reflect on my 30 years' experience in reflecting the values, the core values, that I'm observing. Now, Srila Prabhupada, in the purport to Bhagavad Gita 2.6, states to Arjuna, Prabhupada states in the purport, he was truly virtuous as these qualities combined with his faith in the words of instruction of Sri Krishna, his spiritual master, indicate. So we're talking about trying to understand, you know, what are the core values? Because a lot of things change. I mean, there are things that were said 30 years ago and 20 years ago and 10 years ago that are circumstantial, and then there's something consistent. So, in order to explore what's consistent, we go to Bhagavad Gita chapter 13. And in here, the qualities of Lord Krishna states in chapter 13, the qualities of knowledge, and declares that all else is ignorance. Now, I find in Srila Charity these core values. Let's look at some of these core values. Humility. A charity will readily admit his many mistakes. Non-violence. When he understood what the dairy industry was like in America, immediately became personally vegan. Tolerance, well, skip that one for now. Simplicity. You all know it, Curtis actually lives a very simple life. There's a study done now in which some folks took a challenge and tried to live with 50 pigs. Total of 50, nothing more. And it was quite a challenge. And a charity could probably, I'm just going to leave it that much time, folks. Very simple. Approaching a bona fide spiritual master, Lord Krishna says. Well, there's nothing the charity has done more consistently from I've known him than constantly meditating on how would Prabhupada, what does Prabhupada really, really want in the deeper way? And we'll get to that in a moment. Cleanliness? Now, Anyone who goes to Charlie's home knows he's a stickler for cleanliness in little ways. You don't put your hand on your lips in front of him. Things like this. Steadiness, like a rock. The perception of the evil of birth, death, old age, and disease. Now, Charlie takes this to an interesting way. For example, take disease, the evils of disease. He says, well, understanding it doesn't mean just saying, oh, how bad disease is. It means avoiding it. So he keeps healthy. Old age. It doesn't mean just lamenting how bad it is. It means preparing for it. And the same goes for death. Detachment. It's obvious. Three and a half decades as a sannyas, which takes us to the next quality Krishna mentions in chapter 13. Freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home, and the rest. Congratulations. Then Krishna says, constant and unalloyed devotion to me. So it raises the fundamental question of being Krishna conscious. And my observation of 30 years intimate day and night is no matter where the conversation goes, no matter what the topic, it ultimately comes back to how does this relate to Krishna? Always does, always will. Another quality Krishna gives is kind of interesting. Aspiring to live in a solitary place. I've never seen Charlie happier than when he finally had his own place and the freedom to walk around his house and do as he liked. Just that little bit of freedom. And Krishna says that. Detachment from the general masses of people. That requires no further comment. Accepting the importance of self-realization. And finally, and I'm not listing them all, I just done some selection here, and a very important one for all of us is philosophical search for the absolute truth. The last item is so important because, in my humble opinion, Śrīla Acārya-deva is the philosophical acharya, small a, of this time. And Prabhupada wrote in 1971 in a letter, it is nice that you are infiltrating into the schools and colleges. They are the best customers for our philosophy. Give them nice philosophy. Let them challenge us with any mundane philosophy and we shall very scholarly defeat them. The difference is that we have got absolute authority from the source of knowledge, Krishna, while your Western mundane philosophers are simply speculating on the mental platform, which is always changing. Therefore, a philosopher is not a philosopher unless he refutes his predecessor and produces something new. This kind of knowledge is useless. And actually, no one gets any philosophy nowadays. Everyone is acting according to his own whims. So what's my conclusion? The core values of Śrīla Acārya-deva are devotion to Guru and Gauranga with an approach of virtue. Doing this, core values of devotion are steeped in the value of virtue, doing it the right way. What is the right thing to do? And with a core philosophical basis, and the philosophical basis is so strong that what can it can do? It can convince others. Now, if we turn to the Upadeshamrita, this is exactly the description, or roughly the description that Krishna gives, Rupa Goswami gives, for a bona fide guru. He can convince others by philosophical arguments. So, my understanding of the core values of Acārya-deva is he's a virtuous philosopher dedicated to guru and Gauranga. And therefore, we spent 30 years, and it really gets exciting to think what the opportunities for our remaining time are. and I really look forward to them. Jaya Jaya. And next, I'm going to introduce our next speaker, because he's very, very special to the charity, to the Gainesville community, and to everyone here. It's basically the one who began Krishna Lunch, established New Raman Reiki, and whose vision is turned into this community, for better or worse. Ed Amrogar.
I just want to ask all the speakers to please stand here on this day, close to the day, so they will be on camera for the global audience.
And I promise you, you're going to pay for this. Well, actually, I came just prepared to listen today, but I think that I probably know Troy Day longer, as far as I can tell by looking out over the audience, than anybody else here. And I would personally like to take the credit for all of the wonderful things that have been said about him thus far, and are going to be said afterwards. Because if it wasn't for me, he wouldn't be sitting here today. And this is true. Because I was actually the first official temple president of Gainesville. And I wasn't even initiated at that time. Gardamuni Swami had started the project here. And one day he got a letter from Srila Prabhupada telling him to go to East Pakistan, where he proceeded to be caught in the middle of the Bangladesh Civil War and came within literally seconds of having his whole body shot full of bullets by the Pakistani army. And somehow Krishna saved him. But after he left, I was put in charge, and when Acharya, when Gardamuni was here, all these people had come and joined the temple and were living in the temple, and after Gardamuni left, they all began to drift away one by one, including my wife. And so I was in very, very tremendous anxiety and Maya, and I called up my GBC and I said, you have to send somebody here to save us. And he was in New Orleans suffering under the totalitarian regime of a former godbrother whose name will remain anonymous and was looking for an escape. So I gave him that opportunity to come and to picked everybody here out of Maya, along with his former spouse. They came, and I remember he pulled up to the temple in a taxi cab and kind of bounced out of the taxi cab. And as soon as he hit the sidewalk, he just infected the entire temple with an enthusiasm and a joy that I really can't put into words. And all of a sudden, all these people started coming back to the temple. And the culmination of that was Srila Prabhupada's visit to Gainesville in July of 1971, when he was the temple president. And I have no doubt that because of his sincerity and his devotion to Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada came as is now very well known by all the devotees in Gainesville, this very remote place. And that was certainly the highlight of my life when Prabhupada came. But even more so was the training that I had received prior to Srila Prabhupada coming. We have classes, of course, everyone, his preaching ability and his dedication to the philosophy were world-renowned. And even back then, he would be memorizing verses from the scriptures, reciting verses all day long. If you tried to have a conversation with him, he would simply chant the verse that he had been working on. And whether he was in the kitchen making lima bean dal or lima bean sabji, lima bean and jelly, or lima bean, that's an inside.
He received a donation of a 50-pound bag of lima beans. And when I was a kid, I would never eat lima beans, and Krishna gave us 50 pounds of lima beans.
Let's say he went wild a little bit. So, and then every time Prabhupada published a new book, we would have a class in that book. So we had a class in every book that was in publication at the time, so that sometimes the morning program would go until 9:30 or 10 o'clock before even the classes were over. So I got this, I was infected with this love, literally, for the philosophy and the appreciation of how important it was, and the depth of Acharya Dev's realization that I witnessed, because he has become much more advanced, and I'll get to that in a minute, of how he got so advanced. But in those days, you could see him evolving. You could actually see the process when he would give a class, and you could see the lights going off one after the other as he would realize every feature of what of Prabhupada's message. And when somebody is having that kind of a realization or those kinds of realization and is transmitting that or sharing that with the people around him, it was just the best time of my life. Unfortunately, he made me the temple commander. And I had a rather rough personality in those days, as some of the some of the devotees who know me back then will verify that they didn't know whether to join or run as fast as they could the other way. But somehow Krishna got them past me, and many of them did join, but I was a rather wild, out of control type of personality. And when he made me temple commander, well, that was kind of like a big mistake, because he couldn't wait to get out of Gainesville and go take sannyas, and whatever he says about householder life and kids and entanglement of the material world, the real reason was that I made his life so miserable as the temple commander that if I'm off the floor and he got near it, or anybody got near it, then it was they did so at their own peril. So he left us, and then we all proceeded to fall into Maya again. And there's many other adventures that we shared over the years. Dallas and some other places. I know, I'm not going to mention it. But nonetheless, I can say wholeheartedly and without any reservations whatsoever that the training that I got as a disciple of Srila Prabhupada under him, and I attribute this almost exclusively to him, as Prabhupada's loyal, devoted servant, that training has kept me going for all these years. Because if it hadn't been for that, I would have been long gone. I may be long gone anyway, and I may not even be here now But to the extent that I'm anywhere in Krishna consciousness, it's because of him. So, as Brahmacharya said, in all humility, I would like to take the credit for this, that he went and onto much bigger and better things, and that he gave us his association and mercy for the time that he was in Gainesville, and infected us with this enthusiasm for Krishna consciousness that is the source of any Krishna consciousness that I have left. It is because of him and Srila Prabhupada. So I would hope that you will be here to preside over my funeral ceremony, as my days are also numbered. And I hope that you outlast me, and that you can help me go someplace better in my next life. That's how we think at this age. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
I would like to just briefly retaliate. Gotcha. And say a few words about actually Brahmacharya and Amarendra, two of my oldest friends. Amarendra just spoke, so Amarendra does deserve actually a lot of credit. And as he himself pointed out, among his other accomplishments, it was really Amarendra that brought Sri Prabhupada to Atlanta. Amarendra was a...
Gainesville.
Gainesville. God, that's like a Sarah Palin voice or something. Anyway, so... he brought Prabhupada to Gainesville. He was a sort of a radical political fratboy. And after Amarendra joined the temple in Gainesville, when I got there, his old fraternity brothers occupied a lot of leading positions in the government. Amarendra had a dynamic, explosive personality. And he basically went over there to the student government and, I think, fighting them into giving Prabhupada $1,000 to come and speak. And so Amarendra brought Prabhupada the angel. He, Bhargava Muni started to get up for Sodom. Amarendra really transformed that program into, you could say, institutionalized and made it an essential part of the Gainesville Fusion Center. When I first came to Gainesville, I think the altar was a little picture of Krishna based on an old radiator. There was some scope for teaching here. But Amarendra, also one thing I said about Amarendra is he has been the single most important devotee of Prabhupada in defending Hare Krishna movement legally. A lot of the legal challenges to our movement have come in America because, compared to other countries, America has a much stronger tradition of legal challenges and religious freedom and so on. Other countries, even Western Europe, France and Germany, and the government repressed us, there wasn't so much legal recourse. But Amarendra, I would say this is the guy who's changed his life.
Yeah.
And every time his con was seriously challenged legally, these were challenges that really could cripple our movement. And it was Amarendra time and again who really selflessly working, I should get mad at him because he worked so hard. And but he really, Amarendra, been the single most important devotee to the Prabhupada. The single most important devotee to the Prabhupada to legally defend the Hare Krishna movement. And this is a good game for him. And we're very happy that he's here today. Brahmacharya, very mercifully didn't tell the same old jokes. And I got to know Brahmacharya at the beginning of 1978, my first stop as a 29-year-old bona fide call later. And so I met Amarendra in 1978, and we immediately became very close friends, and he has been an invaluable friend and helper to me ever since then. And basically everywhere I went and whenever I did, Ramachandra was actually behind the scenes, rendering invaluable support in various ways. And of course he's become a leading devotee in his own right, which bothers me very much. And actually I'm very happy to see he's one of the chief mediators in this time, and Ramachandra has been instrumental in resolving all kinds of serious conflicts and really empowering entire countries this time to go on peacefully working together. And he and his wife have counseled and helped and hosted innumerable devotees for so many decades. The Ramachandra is serving this time institution itself, along with Amarendra. And they are very serious contenders for this kind of thing.
Any other senior devotee that wants to speak?
Well, we have a visiting temple president, actually. Veda Saraprabhu, who wore his best blue jeans. And Veda Sara came down to Atlanta. After Mangalore drove down to Atlanta, which is very nice, he came all the way down here. And so, Brass representing the Atlanta congregation of Veda Sara said, it's funny for me to ask him to come and talk about me, so I'm not going to ask him to do that. It's more out of respect for him than for him to come and ask you all to donate to this conference. Veda Sara, by the way, is a Guru Kuli, grew up in a Guru Kuli in Mayapur. And so this is an example of a successful transition.
Mark, can I hand the mic over to some of your other godfathers before me? Because I feel...
Come out from behind the camera.
What is it? It's starting to think of black. I have known a few people since I joined the temple in Brazil. And I still remember my first interaction with him. So he was coming to Brazil in 1976. And he's studying. He's one of the intimated sisters of Srila Prabhupada. And he's arrived here. So I had just joined the temple maybe a month ago. And then Jagat Vichitra, he was a good friend of mine, and he was always trying to take me with him to North Brazil. He was often traveling. So then he told me, so everybody was waiting on a line to speak to the charity, and Jagat Vichitra told me, so you tell him that you want to travel with me to North Brazil, please. That's what he tells me. So he comes my turn, and so I want, he said, you don't want anything, you just want to serve Prabhupada. So I looked at Vichitra, and the guy said, move. So then I moved. At another time, the same Vichitra, this was maybe a year later, maybe 2 years later, was trying to take me from North Brazil. And I was in the car with him, inside the car. We're leaving, somebody comes and knocks on the window. The Dhananda Maharaj wants to talk to you. So I go upstairs. Where are you going? I'm going to knock Brazil with the children. We're not going anywhere. And he was always coaching us and protecting us. And one thing that Amarendra Prabhu said that was very nice was his enthusiasm. He always had this amazing enthusiasm. I remember in Rio, we had the Jamastami, and before the Jamastami, during the day, he was reciting the Bhagavatam, and he was reciting one verse after another, and then he was giving the translation. But he had so much enthusiasm reciting it and explaining. You know, and all of us, we were just serving the temple, doing different duties, and everybody stopped and they were just like listening. And then he would go to the next verse and say and explain, and then he would go to the next verse and say and explain. And I thought, wow, I want to do like that too. So that kind of gave me the enthusiasm to memorize some of the verses he said before, but he had much of them. And then also his enthusiasm for book distribution. And one time I was serving him, and you know, he was concerned that the books would be translated correctly. I was serving him, and he was sleeping in the BBC house. So he went to sleep, and then after about 30 minutes, I heard some noise. He turned the light off. You know, after 2 minutes, Vivananda! Is this okay in Portuguese? So he was reading the new Bhagavatam. So I said, no, this sound is strange. Then I go back to my room. And after 2 minutes, Vivananda! Is this okay in Portuguese? This is not okay. I've been reading this for 10 minutes and I found so many mistakes. Kaoishwaranamba Jasha! This was like midnight. They were going Kaoishwaranamba Jasha. So he was correcting the mistakes in Portuguese. Actually, one thing, one very nice thing that he had, and it was also mentioned by Dushal, I believe, because he learned Portuguese and Spanish. You know, when I was doing business on Wall Street, they used to say there was a very big consultant, and he used to tell us that if you want to do business in a place, real business, you've got to learn the language. If you don't learn the language, then you can't really get the people started. So in Brazil, not only he spoke Portuguese, but he could speak Portuguese with the local accent. South, north, you know, different places. So we could talk to him like if he was a local guy. So people really like it. You know, people, you know, they identify with you when you do this. And then if you're just in America and you get there, speaking English and all. No, he was really putting the effort forward to do it really nicely. And one time I asked him, how do you speak so nice? And what's the secret? Because everyone can answer. And he told me, I don't want to sound like an aborigine. No. Let's have a little tea there.
I think he was a Vivananda. Vivananda Prabhu has proven to be over time. One of the very best devotees of Kashyap that joined the movement in Brazil, and he, although he lives in America, he is rendering extraordinary service to Brazil, counseling many devotees and guiding the leaders and maintaining websites. He opens another website which is not as relevant to me at this point in my life. And so, and we'll see in the future, but... So Vivananda has really shown the most valuable combination of, which also you can see in the course on that, the material thing, that being materially professional, being very successful in this career in the world, at the same time being a very faithful, strong devotee, and offering the type of mature guidance that this consciousness needs. So he is really a very important. Brazil's a big country, not to get 200 million people. People have enthusiasm, very much enthusiastic. And so it's a very large, important country. Uttarakhand is definitely a very important element in the stability Brazil, keeping Brazil on track. And it's I'm very happy it's here today, especially because it's got that great coat on.
Ed is specially made to be a driver because I'm a driver for the day.
So although I'm not a disciple in regards to search, but still I accept you as appreciate you as being probably advisable, of course, as being my teacher to you and as being probably the one person who's had more effect upon the spiritual advancement than anyone in the movement throughout this 200 years. I remember in when you first came to Miami, as a brand new guru, this was 1978, and we were out on Coral Way, across from FIU, and we were sitting next to the little the pond, the lake we were sitting. We used to be Darshan, and now Henry's office, that we were all, you know, 67 people tried to cram in this little room.
Yeah.
And,
cottage.
And I remember you related to us, the realization you were having at that time. You said, Lord Krishna has given me and blessed me with more than I ever feared in my life. And then later, of course, we moved from 1982 the GVP building, the Vintage building on Miami Beach. And you came to live there for a year or so, and then live in the building next to that building for a year or so. So we were very fortunate to have your saintly association and giving many, many hundreds of lectures and darshans. And on the one hand, you always astounded and inspired us with your erudite scholarship, and on the other hand, always kept us grounded with your practical application of the philosophy. And I can't imagine how many hundreds of thousands of books have been distributed because of your inspiration and because of you, and are still being distributed. So that's definitely something that's more than pleasing to a qualified. And one thing that daily I very much appreciate is the association of your disciples. And quite a few of them are very dear friends of mine. And so they're very lifelong friends, and I really appreciate them, and I'm appreciating more and more. Even just now today, I saw Shri Pati. For the first time in many, many years, and she told me what she's been doing, and I greatly appreciate her selfless service and the wonderful example she's setting in this all world. Also, I have to acknowledge that you always kept us floating in the ocean of transcendental bliss of your humor. I remember a couple things. There was one of our godbrothers who was pretty overweight for many years, and since then he's had a gastric bypass and always very skinny, but he was very heavy, and his name is Mahabodhi, and we used to call him Mahabodhi. And I remember one time, I must have been in some materialistic spiritual mentality or something, and he called me Nantaka Gopal Patel. I'm not to take offense if anybody knows Patel, but it's we tremendously appreciate the Champion Association, and we hope that as you continue to grab hold of Srila Prabhupada's Dhoti and go back to Godhead, you're taking so many thousands of souls with you. Thank you very much.
Nagaraja Gopal is a legendary book distributor. She was a we used to sell books in Miami Airport. How many years did you do that? 20 years. So, Nagaraja Gopal is a very, very dedicated Prabhupada. You can see that the same dedication and devotion has power to remain strong and faithful in Prabhupada's service. And as time goes by, time, Krishna Bhagavad Gita says, time I am. And the time not only destroys the world, but it also glorifies the devotee. Everything is revealed in time, and those devotees were really very, very devoted and dedicated, but now their profile, Krishna also reveals that in the short time. So thank you for coming. Yes, Krishna Priya, of course.
Because it said, I hate to be
there. You all know Krishna Priya, don't you?
You can't see her, though. You can't see her. Where is she?
I feel very fortunate to be here in the Games Club on this auspicious day of Srila Chaitanya's Vyasa Puja, and to be in the association with so many wonderful, wonderful, exalted devotees, friends, and new friends, and family. I have an offering that I read, I'm not competing for the can of beans, but it's fascinating. But before getting my offering, I had some spontaneous thoughts come to my mind. When I saw Amarita Prabhu walk onto the property today, he kindly told me no one can work for money around him. I remember that unknowingly, how our devotion and service gets planted in our heart. So I was a student here, this is like homecoming for me in Gainesville. I was a student here at the University of Florida in 1971. When Prabhupada came to the plaza, unfortunately it was July and it was vacation time and I wasn't here for the summer. So I was here when Acharya Dev was here, although I don't remember meeting him, but I do remember the devotees. But I did remember Amarita. And I remember it was before Acharya Dev was here and I was living in the student ghetto and I had a friend I was taking yoga classes from. She told me, let's go to the Hare Krishna temple. She always liked to go to the sun. So we went there, and I remember we sat down, and we were listening to class, and we were thinking we were yogis. We were sitting in lotus position. And then Amarinda started telling us exactly over and over again how miserable material life was. And he was making fun of us. And then I thought, well, they might be miserable, but I'm not. And I wept. So, that was the first meeting.
It got worse after that.
But actually, I always really, really respected him. He was a legend. Before he was a Hare Krishna devotee, we were all on the campus, and it was during the Revolutionary Days, and he was the head of all the student revolution. And then one day he went to Tampa, and we heard he got hit on the head. And the next thing you knew, we saw him in the plaza by a Christian. I did not realize it until today when Amarinda was saying how much Acharya Dev owed him. I didn't realize how much I also owed Amarinda because he was actually, I didn't realize until now he was my first contact with Krishna consciousness. So
I apologize for that.
anybody has five, I would like to offer my respects to my wonderful spiritual master, Sir Trinity. Dear Sir Trinity, please accept my obeisances. All glories to you. All glories to Sir Prabhupada. All glories to you on this most auspicious day of your 60th appearance. It's so hard for me to even connect to. It has now been 30 years since I had the good fortune of becoming a disciple. And this was also very amazing. The first time I came in contact with you knowingly was in 1976. I was in Los Angeles for 2 weeks and Srila Prabhupada was speaking. And I went to Haryanam and you were on the bus and I was just singing all these wonderful, wonderful Sanskrit shlokas and just enlivening all the devotees. And everyone kept telling me, you have to meet Nivananda, he's so jolly, you have to jolly us from Austria. So this has certainly been the most wonderful fortune in my life. And I really attribute this to the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya. So every year, when we honor Srila Prabhupada and his disappearance, and the next day is your appearance, I always feel so fortunate because I feel that Srila Prabhupada personally arranged for me to have your guidance and to have your shelter. And I was so bereft when Prabhupada left and that I haven't taken initiation from him. And then Prabhupada sent you to me, and so I feel so, so thankful to you for that. You have been the most wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guru that anyone could ever hope to have. Your many talks and classes have been the guiding direction in my life. And now I'm learning so much from your university course and sharing that with so many other professional people, friends, and everyone I meet. They wanted to share these courses with them. I feel very jolly just when we start thinking about you and how real and lively you made Krishna come to sex. You've told me many times that Krishna is an eternal teenager. And in you, I also see that blissful spirit that comes from really, really being connected to Krishna in a very honest and true way. This gives me great hope. On a personal level, I am very thankful to you for all the support and kindness that you have shown me. At times, I have felt that I have let you down as a disciple, but you have always been so steady and patient, and although Brahmacharya have left this out of his offering, you have been so tolerant of me. So, on this day, I really pray to Srisrada Balokananda, Bhadigiri Hari, and all the great sages and saints to bless you that you can continue with your wonderful service to Srila Prabhupada, and to offer appreciation from all the devotees that aren't able to be with you here today physically, how much you are inspiring all of us in our spiritual life, and how much we appreciate hearing from you and having your association. So we pray to Krishna to give you a very long life that you can continue your service, and also that your wonderful desire to produce beautiful literature that be fulfilled. So thank you. Thank you so much for coming.
Well, most of you must know Krishnapriya. Krishnapriya has, for 10 years, she was the president of Yuga Loka, New Calvary. And she is, I think, definitely one of the best Vaishnavas we have in this country. She is completely devoted to Prabhupada, very, very strict in all of her vows, preaching all the time, finding Jesus. Along with Vishwa, and our other people, there are some. We actually have great deities from Hare Krishna. So, the Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, so it's, there are many great devotees in the movement. So, we're fortunate. David, you want to speak up?
Yeah.
No.
Should I try the keys?
Well,
I moved to Atlanta approximately about 3.5 years ago. And this is some of the things that I've noticed and observed about Shivacharya Dev. Is that for, I used to think that when people get old, there's this very famous expression where people get old and grumpy. So I used to always think of old people being all grumpy and grouchy. But when I first met Shivacharya Dev, it actually changed my mind and changed my thoughts around it, because he was just so full of energy and he was just so understanding of the youthful energy, and just to be able to deal with a, I'm not so young, but you know, to deal with a guy who's, you know, I would say had some hang-ups about hanging out with old people. So, Vivekananda Maharaj, just being with him was just always happy. Just, it really made me feel like, you know, I was, what's the word?
Old.
No. It made me feel like I was young and just always happy. That's one of the things that I have experienced with Shivacharya Dev, and I was very fortunate, and I still feel extremely fortunate to this day. And another thing that I have observed about Shivacharya Dev is that when I look at his history, he's always pioneered something. For example, opening up South America, opening up all these different temples, and having, you know, inspiring hundreds and thousands of devotees. And then, first time I heard his class, I thought, wow. I mean, it completely blew me off, because it was just completely the opposite of what I was taught in school and things that I was used to hearing. I was like, you know, this whole concept about the dhotis and tilak and the food and the whole thing. And I was like, wow. And then I started realizing actually what he says, it's actually, there's a lot of intelligence, research, and thought and realization put into all those statements. And more that I associate with Maharaj, more and more I realize that in order for Krishna consciousness to spread in the 20th century, the kind of thoughts and ideas and strategies that he has for spreading Krishna consciousness is actually very valid. And it's very practical, and it's doable. Those are the two things that come straight to my mind. The other thing that comes to my mind is just working with Shivacharya Dev in Atlanta. Before I came here, I was actually not so sure whether I want to get back into ISKCON management after I left Mayapur. But just working with Shivacharya Dev, his managerial strategies, the way he deals with the people, the way he deals with the managers, you just feel so happy to work with a person like that, and just ready to do whatever it takes to help this person in spreading Krishna consciousness, because he has a way to deal with the leaders under him. He actually completely shelters them. I can tell you from experience, because I work with him in Atlanta, and he gives you so much space and room to grow and develop. And that's one of the things that I've noticed, that in our leadership in ISKCON, he's pioneering that, having and urging younger people to come and take responsibilities. Whereas sometimes, growing up in school, we used to always think that the GVCs or the gurus will actually never give up their seats because of whatever and whatever. But it's actually very
not true when it comes to Vedanta Maharshi. Actually wants more people to get involved and actually gives them space and room to grow and develop and spread Krishna consciousness. And I'm so grateful that just a few days ago I got to spend some time with Vedanta Maharshi on a writing retreat. I got to spend a few days with him, and it's just the whole time you're hanging out with him, it's just, it's so much fun. And it's not, there's not a huge, what's the word? Gap, distance. And that huge awe and reverence that creates this huge gap. Maharaj just makes me feel at home, and just, it was just so much fun hanging out with Maharaj, and just, yeah. It's all great. So anyway, I'm very grateful to Maharaj, and I hope that he'll continue to guide me and inspire me in my spiritual life and in my service. Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Hey, Sharpa, who first saved my neck that night, because he came there and took over the temple and has done a wonderful job restoring some of the different programs. And, it's inspiring to see younger devotees actually taking responsibility. It's funny you say younger devotees, but Vinayasar now is actually several years older than I was when I became GDC. And so, I think that Vinayasar Prabhu is showing an excellent example of what more young people need to do. To take that responsibility. And Prabhupada, if you study Prabhupada's statements about Guru, there was a time at this time when people were kind of afraid that someone would become a guru, or how can you think you're a guru? But actually, if you read all Prabhupada's statements about guru, what he says mostly is that self has not become a guru. We had an earlier program, actually, this is a double header, we did by Skype, not Skype, but Ustream, had a video conference with, especially for the local Latinos. Latin devotees, we actually had 82 different places. I mean, each place of many devotees, we got 82 different places online. It was really interesting, from all around Latin America, from Mexico down to Argentina, Brazil, and also Italy, and probably other places as well. And so we were discussing different points, but philosophical points, which I might talk about a little more later. But one important thing is that one point I made then, I didn't bring it up for nothing. One important point I made to those devotees is that every time you go out on the street, and you may go to a store to buy something, or just someone you know from school, every time any one of you explains to someone that you know about Krishna, you're acting as a guru. So, from Prabhupada's point of view, one point he made over and over again is it's selfish not to be a guru. I know there are different times in this time where because we gave so much status and free lunches and different things to gurus, that it would seem like sort of like people out of pride wanted a certain position. I'm sure some people did want that position out of pride, but ultimately, we've seen that if someone takes that position for the wrong reason, Krishna tends to expose them. And so Prabhupada's real vision was that it's selfish not to become a guru. Because from Prabhupada's point of view, a guru means that rather than just living my life for my own happiness, I actually care about other people, and I'm willing to devote real time and energy to helping other people. So Vedasara left a very promising, upwardly mobile position in the bliss farm. Back there. What's that? Oh, divine coach, yeah. Because he's supposed to, actually Vedasara is supposed to come over to America. Ritabhajaswami, who could be here today, one of my dear friends, Ritabhajaswami told me he should get Vedasara. Of course I said, who? And then he started explaining about Vedasara. Vedasara grew up in the Mayapur Gurukula, and not in a hostile takeover, but actually peacefully he became a director of the school. At a very young age, how old were you when you graduated from Bible school? You were 22 years old. Just off the old block. So, at the age of 22, you became director of Mayapur Gurukula and moved on to fourth leadership positions for all of Mayapur, the leadership project. And for various reasons, he was looking for something a little slightly different. And so, there was another family said, you should get a starter. So, we corresponded for some time. We were kind of, you know, it was like that Parisha process examining each because both of us had different kinds of experiences, with presidents and him with GDCs. And so we corresponded for some time, and he finally came over to America, and then he was missing in action. He went to MIA. And then I found out after a while that he was in a secure bunker in San Diego, working for divine food, and so anyway, so he came up to San Luis Obispo to meet me, and we talked to each other, and he saw that I was unarmed. So then, it was a long process. Actually, the BSR, you know, a serious, intelligent person who's had, you know, lived long enough in the world with different kinds of experiences, and then he finally got to Atlanta, where he was met with an incredibly warm and welcoming reception, which almost confused him by its intensity. And then, so gradually, he took over as temple president, and he's done a wonderful job. So he is the next generation. He's done many great things there. So it's a really good example, I think, for other young devotees that we shouldn't be selfish. I mean, everyone their own way. We're all in different situations. We all have different subtle and gross bodies, as we say in Iskcon. Some people have families, some people don't. We're at different ages, we have different abilities, different limitations, we have different psychological makeups, we have emotional limitations and emotional strong points and so on. Financially we're different. So we're all in different situations. But the key point is whatever situation we're in, we shouldn't live a selfish life. We should actually dedicate our life to helping other people in whatever position we're in. I think all the people that have spoken so far have in their own ways exemplified it. So, we're now going to have people speak according to how much they're willing to give. Yes, we went up there. You want to say something?
We have 66 locations worldwide connected.
Oh, really? Yeah. All right, Krishna, 66 different locations. So everyone with the camera pans around, make sure you smile. Look like you're having a good time. We're to hold a little sign to say, like, laugh.
Yeah. I'll just come for you.
And allow us to understand our eternal relationship with Krishna. Srila Prabhupada appeared as the sun opening our darkened eyes and hearts. Suddenly he left, like the sun setting, although the sun never rose for us, it's always manifest somewhere. He appeared to be gone. Then he arose as the shining moon to illuminate our path and keep us on the road to Godhead. Then he entered the path and was so glowing strong, like a smiling moon, showing us the path,
and connection that couldn't feel Prabhupada Krishna. Thank you, Gurudev, for giving us this mercy by your association, always showing us your transcendental wit and humor and never allowing us to forget you. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of my association with material desires one after another, I was gradually falling into a blind well full of snakes, following the general populace. But your servant Anamuni kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental condition. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave this service? My body just as Prahlad Maharaj asked to be engaged in the service of his Gurudev and Anamuni, I beg Krishna to engage me in your service like afterlife. Sincerely, your servant, Mother Chalice.
The devotee is also here from the Chalabon. Stay over here.
Yes.
Represent the Mississippi branch of the family.
Before I read my offering of formature, we will mention a certain totalitarian temple president that you had, and that was my first temple president also, but I didn't get away quite as easily. But I am very indebted to him because he encouraged me to take initiation from you. Well, that's a long story there. We gather today to honor you, an honor that's due the whole Guru Shura. From all walks of life, sights and sounds, a shelter in you we all have found. The sun is your smile, it sweeps us away, to a transcendent place with you we can stay. Your energy to serve enlivens us all. Do something for Prabhupada, that is your call. Unsurpassed intellect in all that you do. The smartest one in the room, that's you. We all have a path apart from the rest. You gallantly encourage us to pass the test. Distilling the essence of spiritual life, you lead us onward free from strife. Ritual and tradition all have their place, but revealing the essential, that is your grace. The spiritual science can be broadly applied. You keep the truth central, it's here you abide. Deep realization is needed to separate the chaff. You do it so easily and still make us laugh. We gather today to honor you true, an honor that's due from me to you. My life now has meaning, but you have been saved. Grant me room at your feet.
Deva is first batch,
second batch.
When I first started this line of work. Gayla was second time around. What year was that?
79.
And has been a very faithful disciple, very helpful. And you all know, and everyone knows what likes him. Mantramurti. Mantramurti is one of my... When were you actually in Brazil?
So first time I saw Srila Charadeva was in São Paulo in 1979. We fly from north to Brazil.
Sorry,
to the festival in São Paulo. I took initiation from Srila Charadeva in 1980 and the second initiation in 1981 in Mayapur. My husband was in danger and Charadeva was president of the temple in 1971, Dharma Das. And Srila Charadeva was teaching my husband how to dress the doors. And I had really peace after the other summer they took it to the airport for Srila Prabhupada and Genghis in 1971. So in Brazil, we extremely thank you for Srila Charadeva for he was encouraging us to sell Srila Prabhupada book. Every morning he invites the Santasana devotees and the leaders to the Mother Bhagavatam, who was invited us to Shanti Japa, Gayatri, to him. He stayed in front of the temple until the Santasana one called him. One brought Santasana and Acharya Deva was there waiting. Sometime I was finishing my book at like 2 o'clock p.m. and Acharya Deva invited me to give him Mahaprasada and he told me how all the Brahmacharya was at one point of the book and I know you let they sell more than me and have to go back and sell more books and advice to Acharya Deva. Last year they would sell so many books in North Brazil, in Vitória of Conquista in Bahia. Even in one day we sold like 1,000 Bhagavad Gita, 1,500 Krishna books, 1,000 perfect questions, perfect answers, elevation Krishna comes. And the Acharya Deva always encouraged us to go out and sell Prabhupada books. On this day of the Vyasa Puja, it is very great to find a test of such integrity, whose intellectual accent and so perfect aligned with the compass of his heart, that he is competent to direct the lost generation in a living right world towards the goal of life. If I have a little attachment for the devotional self, it is truly because of a perfect spiritual mesh such as you. To you, I couldn't understand the integrity of Srila Prabhupada, because you always encouraged us to read Srila Prabhupada book and send Srila Prabhupada lots to you. I am very thankful for you for saving me from the ocean of sinful activity and for encouraging me in the devotional service. Your humble servant, Madam Regina.
We are here today gathered to honor Duna in European today, this Vyasa Puja. It's indeed our opportunity to celebrate and come into our lives. In this holy celebration, we want to show our gratitude to you for having accepted us into the parampara of the Brahma Bodhi of Vaishnava Sampradaya. Lord Krishna has stated that he is most pleased when his devotees are worshipped, but at the same time the spiritual master, the true devotee, is pleased when his disciples do worship Lord Krishna. Hence, in order to please him, we worship you, and in order to please you, we worship Krishna. This worship is a pure expression of love, and in this way our love for you and Krishna gets sweeter and sweeter. Please bless us so that our lives become immersed in this eternal loving relationship. Your eternal servants, you will not destroy us, Nisarangara Vivasi, Namaste.
Sure, when did you begin your
devotion? I have an uncle who's from Pakistan, out of Los Angeles. So he's Nepal already in the devotion. So he introduced me to Krishna consciousness in 1977. Early 77. I got it. I made it to Eastern Temple in 78. So, in El Salvador. Central America.
Yeah, you sure have been around for a long time, and Mantra Murthy also, I didn't mention, is one of our great book distributors in Brazil, and she came to America and has been doing very steady exemplary service for Maya. So she's always been a completely faithful. You, Mr. Murthy, is really so nice as we get older, we can appreciate people who really have continued to get older, so it's a question. Thank you. Vivekananda. Rabbi, say a few words about... Oh, you want to say something?
Sorry, if I have to call attention to this. Yeah, my dear friend and godbrother, please accept my humble obeisance and soul words to Sri Prabhupada. We first met in the winter of 1972-73. You were a young sannyasi, and I was a young brahmachari. You stopped in the Portland temple to borrow a couple of devotees to help you with the preaching engagement at the University of Oregon in Eugene. While you were there, a young man joined your party who later became His Holiness Bhakti Vijaya Purnaswami. I came back late from distributing flyers on campus. You promptly christened me Bangala Ananda, a name by which my wife refers to me down to the present day. Since then, you have remained firm and unbroken in your vows and your service to Srila Prabhupada. 35 years, that alone is an amazing accomplishment. 31 of them in Srila Prabhupada's physical absence. On this auspicious day, I wish you many more years of vigorous health and vital service to your beloved spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for your friendship and association, your servant, Prabhupada. Yes.
Thank you,
Prabhupada. This is my short offering. Dear Guru Dev, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to you, Guru. At your feet I pray to serve all my actions and my words, nor my body will I reserve, in honor and blessing to observe. Your life surrendered with preaching verb, forever grateful for your service I hope to deserve. Thank you, Gurudev, for accepting my service and giving me this opportunity to learn how to better serve my constituents.
Jai Gauri.
Today we're celebrating the birthday of a great soul. It was many years right here in Gainesville, not far from the current temple, I met Acharya Dev for the first time. I had come to Gainesville on the request of a friend, Amarendra Prabhu, to help reopen the Gainesville Preaching Center. One evening, Amarendra told me that an incredible sannyasi was coming that could chant the Sanskrit of all the verses, because at that time no one in the movement chanted them. And I was going to love him. Well, that turned out to be an understatement. Now, that evening, very late, I heard a knock at the side door and anxiously ran to answer it. There he was with a big smile and said, Hare Krishna, and walked into the temple. In class, the following day, there were a few students from the university, a couple of regulars, Amarendra and me. Soon we were labeled by Maharaj, Amarendra Sura and Mahavir Monster. And we became the enemy providing Mayavadi arguments. Consequently, we were slaughtered by funny, brilliant arguments supported by Sanskrit verses. I was in heaven and remember turning to Amarendra and saying to him, sorry, but I was going with Maharaj. It wasn't long before Krishna arranged that I could travel with you, and so began an incredible journey mystically orchestrated by Lord Gauranga himself. For many years, traveling throughout North America, Caribbean, and Mexico, opening temples, establishing DVTs in Spanish and Portuguese, and the massive distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, I was amazed at the endless energy you had, your relentless travel, taking Krishna to everyone. You inspired tens and thousands in dozens of countries in different languages, filling temple rooms, hotel rooms, airports, and houses everywhere. Who else could have done this? I Could See You had been selected by Lord Gauranga himself to distribute the love of God throughout the world. There was so much more. There is so much more to say, so many more stories to tell, but the ones I have, I will need for the next birthday. Maharaj, it has been a blessing in my life to have known you and been able to tag along. Happy birthday, your servant, and Anita Parasenti, not a deal.
Mahavir and Jaigori, Maravilha. Mahavir is so charismatic, he went to Brazil. His name is Mahavir, but the Brazilian, the Buddhist, would always call him Maravilha, which means like Wonder Man. Mahavir was like, he started preaching in Puerto Rico, and he was like a Pai Pai, where he went to this little town called Mayaguez. And he worked in Puerto Rico, like third city or something. And he would just go, he was young, he would just go out chanting, and the Pai Pai would really follow him. Everywhere he went, he would just make laws with the devotees. And he had his heart started opening for himself to send him there, and he really established the Brazil, the first temple of Sao Paulo, and trained the first devotees, and he printed the first books, and so on. Jack Gordon is, how long have I known
him?
76. Yeah, Jack Gordon is very Krishna conscious, intelligent, creative, outstanding lady. Hare Krishna.
Anyone else, please come forward. Krishna's room, you need to.
Is that Radhika? Radhika.
Land up here. One by one.
Please accept the humble obeisances. Happy Vyasa Puja. We are all extremely fortunate to have your guidance and association. You are the common sense guru, the cobweb speaker, making spiritual life so easy with your intelligent approach. I am personally very grateful to you for the love, guidance, and even respect you have given me over the years. I am very fond of you. You are a kind and loving uncle, and I am very thankful to Krishna for your presence in my life. It's the personal and real exchanges with Vaishnavas such as yourself that remind my heart of the love that it is yearning for, the spiritual love that you give to all you encounter. Your servant, Sadi Kharani, Devi Dasi, Muhammad Das, Madhuri, and Bhagavad Gita.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, this is the younger member here. Bobby's a very intelligent, charismatic young man. Let's give a round of applause. I saw the two in the sun there, so anyway, I don't know what to say.
Hare Krishna. Jai Shatagadeya Ki. Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki. I actually saw Acharya Dev in the year 1986 in Mayapur, and when I saw him, I was amazed. He has given the Bhagavatam lecture, and the whole lecture is like, always he's laughing, and he's relating his heart with Krishna, and I was so amazed that I realized that he's carrying Lord Krishna in his heart. He's a pure devotee, he's not like the ordinary soul. That Krishna told to Uddhava, Acharyamam Vinamya, Navachamanga Kavishchit, Navuddha, Namatavuddha, Sarva Deva Maya Guru.
He's like Gurudev's, body of Gurudev's, all the devas, all the demigods are beside him. So he's always in Jasanapur platform. I really knew that how when he's speaking with somebody, dealing with some critical situation of ISKCON, also he's always very easily he could deal. No? And when he used to go to Atlanta, we always saw him, he has always given us nice instruction to do good sadhana, and morning program, all this. So I'm really encouraging from him, and I really grateful to him to give us a lot of advice. Thank you so much.
My name is Dominique for the Rubio Army. I just want to thank the creator and met you back in February when I finally threw in. After 5 years of not getting the message that the devotees were giving me, I finally figured it out in February and then I tried it again. I've learned so much about Krishna from you and even more so about relationships that we should have, how we should treat people, how we should treat each other. And I come from a family of a lot of teachers. And so that's when I feel you're such a great teacher. You can teach the things about spiritual life, about Krishna, but then more so about just everyday things and the things that we take with us every day and how we should act every day. And I had a big decision to move out of the preaching center a few weeks ago and move to Orlando. I was really nervous, but you reassured me that I don't have to do a certain thing to be a devotee. I can be a devotee in my own way, and that meant a lot to me, and I'm hoping to do this. And so you mean a lot, and you helped me in so many ways, and I look forward to many more years of learning from you and following you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna to all of you. My name is Ishwaku Daso, better known by Kaku. I don't have the power that all of you have to glorify these good qualities, so I will say my first experiences with Lacharya. I'm from Cuba, in 1986. I left my country as a political immigrant, and by Krishna's will I met Srila Shatterer. I was visiting the temple for about 4 or 5 weeks, and the devotees told me, oh, Srila Shatterer is coming, let's go to see him. So they gave me Brahmachari Dhoti. I was just a guest, I have long hair and mustache, still I have the pictures. And we went to the airport to pick him up. So when he was asking to other devotees, his name, who are you, what is your name? He said, I said, well, my name is Ivan, that's what my birth name. I said, oh, where are you from? I said, I'm from Cuba. Oh, Cubano? Yeah, Cubano. I said, and the first thing that he told me is that, when are we opening a temple in Havana? You know? His first instruction. So, since then I have been meditating on that, and I've been trying my best to please you. I've been visiting my country several times, and hopefully I will be visiting again on December. And another thing is that I always remember, one devotee told Srila Shatterer that I have been in the temple, visiting the temple, chanting Hare Krishna for about 6-8 months, you know? And when we were at the airport, when he was leaving to, I remember, he was leaving for Cali, and he said, I'm going from Cali to Cali, you know? Cali, from Cali Yuga to the city of Cali. And then he asked me, Since when do you know the devotees? Me? For around 3 weeks? 3 weeks? What like this? I said. For how long have you been chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna? I don't know if you remember. I said, I don't know, 2 days since I got to Krishna. And he said, how come you got to Krishna? I said, oh my God, I want to be excommunicated. Then this person who liked to think of my favor, he called him and began to punish him. And finally he said, well, that this was mercy. And I want to say thank you for your blessings and all good things for you. And last thing, I think that we have already have several disciples too. Some people are fighting. I want to talk to them by phone, send emails, letter, books, whatever I can see this. And some people are, some devotees are fighting against each other because they say, I'm the most senior. The world is Siddha Sharadeva in Havana. They are fighting for your Buddhism. My Buddhism is Buddhism. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Jai Shotare. I just wanted to take this as an opportunity to express my gratitude for your guidance in my life. I feel that you are a gift from Krishna. You are a wonderful spiritual father and guru. It's an honor to be here.
Excuse me, all of you. I forgot to say that he's responsible for making my father my senior brother.
Since I lived on the foot, I became your disciple. I was searching for a spiritual master and was in India for the first time with my father in Kartik in 94, and I was in Govardhan Parikram, and I was just praying intensely to, for the Lord to reveal who my spiritual master would be. And after that evening, I just woke up in the middle of the night, and this is the first instruction he ever gave me sticking in my head, which was to distribute books. The first thing he ever told me when I first met you was to distribute books, and such an important part of my life to have them in service. And so this little song I wrote about 11 years ago that I just now have the courage to sing it, so thank you.
The new day has saved me from the bodily conception of life. You opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge so I could see the light. The new day, I'm very fallen, this new merciful love, see me. And pick me up, here in the shelter, in the shade of your lotus feet. Every thought you have is fully absorbed in Krishna. Today, every word you speak is a glorification of Krishna. Today, every step you take is a dictation by Krishna. Today, be kind to us and take us back to Krishna. For so long, I didn't know what was right. I committed so many sins. Now this whole time, the Lord in my heart is talking to me from within. Oh, but I would deny the Lord, though I didn't want to see. And so He put You in my life, and You have set me free. Today, the thought You have is fully absorbed in Krishna. Guru Dev, every word you speak is a glorification of Krishna. Guru Dev, every step you take is a dictation by Krishna. Guru Dev, be kind to us and take us back to Krishna. The duty as a disciple is service and submissive inquiry. And that's a month assured to come. The day that You are pleased, With your kindness and compassion, you oversee my deficiencies. All of my faults are the best reason, your mercy is what I need. Today, I can see by your life you have given Krishna your heart. You are the jeweler that decorates Krishna, and I am the unpolished gem. The reservoir of good qualities, you shine as bright as the sun. And I can see why, it's within my eyes, you are the chosen one. Today, the thoughts you have is fully absorbed in Krishna. Gurudev, every word to speak is a glorification of Krishna. Gurudev, every step you take is a meditation by Krishna. Gurudev, the kind you are, take us back to Krishna.
It means to all of us when you encourage us, and I feel like whenever I see you, you're encouraging me and encouraging so many other devotees, and you're always glorifying all the devotees, and when it's coming from you, it's, I mean, personally it makes me feel really small, because I just feel like I'm with such an exalted person, but like, you treat me just like a friend, and I'm really touched by that, and it empowers me to want to be more exalted, and I think it empowers everybody a lot to hear that encouragement from you, and I pray for some encouragement from Krishna to become qualified of whatever encouragement you give me.
Neela and I, we started talking when, how old were you?
Three.
Really? She was just like one of these little girls here. Yendra, when I used to come to Mayapur, she would sort of challenge me. She was really good. She was like really like smart and... And Krishna praise is also beautiful. Yeah, Sri Tarji sang the song. It's very nice, yeah. Yeah, when you were just a little kid, right? You go at it.
Can I say something?
Yeah, yeah. Jagannath's father is Mangalananda, who's probably one of the best songwriters in the history. The older Mangalananda. They all the beautiful
albums. I just wanted to say that I came here, I really appreciate you as a person and as an individual. I went to Vinci here class at the university, and I was breathtaken by how wonderful it was. I think that it's important that we give honor to honorable people, and I think that of all the people that I know, you know, you're the first Swami that I've ever met, or I guess Yati, or whatever you want. Great king. You're the first great king that I ever had an association with. And you really impressed me by your dissertation on Mahabharata. And I really think that you're, of all the great people that I know, you're the most honorable person, at least in my heart. And you have the most best grip of the philosophy, at least. The words that you say, they go into my ears and they take root. And they sprout, so I just want to appreciate that.
My name is Mother Vindari, in Bolivar, Brazil, from Atlanta, Tampa. I'm so fortunate to have Srila Charity as my spiritual master. I came to the movement in January of 78,
And at that time, he was the head of the Spanish BBT. And Sri Ramachandra Maharaj was the presiding guru. And of course, back then it was very zonal. But I didn't move in until everyone understood that he was the guru I wanted. And actually, I believed in the philosophy, but could not, did not really believe in an organization. But once I met Srila Charyadev, he actually convinced me of the potency of this philosophy, and I did surrender and moved into the temple. And he's amazing. At the time, I was a probation officer, and he told me this was the real water care work.
She wasn't on probation, she was a probation officer.
So I took a year's leave of absence and never went back. That was 31 years ago. So, Srila Charyadev, the Shainataka jewel in understanding these Vedic scriptures, shining through like no other. Yes, a beacon of light he is he, enlightening all the seekers of the real truth, Bhagavad Gita as it is, not as you would like it to be. Prabhupada's frontline soldier, his armor, books are the basis, preaching is the essence, purity is the force, utility is the principle. Before our very eyes, miracles have been performed like the great archer Arjuna. Srila Charyadev is weaponed with the Gandiva bow. His astute and profound knowledge of the Vedas and all other scriptures when preaching, his Satchitananda Vigraha form fully manifests. In speaking to the Maya-covered entities, he sees their demons of doubts. Taking careful aim, his words of transcendental brilliance, he pulls and releases the string of his bow with purity and precision. The arrow of awakening penetrates their heart. We have borne witness that in that instant, the demon is transfixed and transformed to devotee. Steadfast at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, one of the few remaining original appointed gurus, Srila Charyadev is extraordinary in every way, and Srila Prabhupada, who is ever so humble, would be ever so proud of his disciple, who has followed his instruction ever so eagerly and ever so perfectly. He is basic yet bold for Krishna, progressive and avant-garde, using his transcendental brilliance, his wit, charm, and humor, enticing all jivas to Krishna, and his not only preaching, but teaching in the university, making himself available to our future generations. We can only guess what seeds he is planting and what hearts and minds he is opening. We are so fortunate to be in his company, but more importantly, for me to be his disciple. Now that I'm approaching the later years of my life, I want to surrender more and become fixed in my faith and somehow use whatever resources and capabilities and all that's within me to become more of a tool for him and to I know I need to become purified myself and establish more faith in Krishna, and I want to become a bolder and better preacher using everything that I am now, and that he will empower me to do this and be one more so of potency that he is in preaching. Thank you for everything, Srila Charyadev. And Srila Balabhadra Prabhu is saying Srila Balabhadra. Happy birthday.
Dear Srila Charyadev, all glories to you over and over again. Eternally, for being such a pure example of Vaishnavism, you demonstrate what it means to follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and how to excel in this life as a pure and surrendered soul to Lord Chaitanya's mission and to the mission of the Parampara. Thank you for your loving tolerance of me, an example of an unqualified disciple. Please bless me with the steady sincerity which you possess. I cannot even begin to follow in your exalted footsteps, but I wish I had unlimited mouths with which to chant your glories, and by glorifying you I can attain perfection, since you are a pure instrument of Lord Krishna. Your preaching is a sharp-edged sword that shatters to bits all distortions of reality and firmly establishes devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Just as we celebrate the lifting of Govardhan Hill at this time of year, we celebrate your appearance day, Srila Charidev. Just as Krishna wanted to firmly establish devotional service during his presence in Vrindavan, you, Srila Charidev, have firmly established devotional service in all of the Americas, thus greatly pleasing Srila Prabhupada. Indeed, with great relevance to modern times and with scholarly expertise, you bring the Vedic conclusions to life. You charm the devotees with transcendental humor and loving understanding and compassion. Your transcendental brain was perfectly situated to finish the Srimad Bhagavatam, translation and purports for Srila Prabhupada and the devotees. You opened many temples and paved the way for the future expansion of Lord Chaitanya's golden age. With all the humility at my command, I offer my dandavats eternally in the dust of your lotus feet. Please allow me to serve you, as that is the only success and perfection in life. Sincerely, the dandavats, Srila Charidev's Tibet.
Sanskrit. I read in Sanskrit, I think 11 verses I wrote. Go to Frank's class earlier. And I sent by mail. I didn't know how to write email. I didn't know how to use computer. Sent by mail. And then after a month, I think I got a reply. So that's where they are appreciating your very nice expertise in Sanskrit composition. Perhaps you could work with me in translating Mahabharata. That was very encouraging. So I was very excited. Okay, I'll be doing my Guru Maharaj and I'll be translating Mahabharata in any day's wonderful project. Of course, never come up. Maybe just not coming. So every year I used to write offering in Sanskrit. And then I think this is 97, there was silver to the sannyasship, 25 years. I selected 25 words from the Pranam Mantra, and all Vishnu Padai, Krishna Prasthai, Vitrashim, Kiryan, Devotion, and I, from the whole prayer, I selected 25 words, and I started making, composing shlokas, starting with those words. So I wrote, I think, more than 25 shlokas. So this year I would like, I was offering the Sanskrit offerings. So this year, I thought it's a very nice opportunity since that's a very bad year. I didn't mean anything new, but I had one offering yours, but I never offered this in 1996. I just tried to translate in English. If you want to hear in Sanskrit, I'll send in Sanskrit.
Yeah.
So, in composing those words, I sometimes steal words from Bhagavatam or some other scriptures. So this first verse is starting with Bhagavatam's first word, then Madhyasayata. Let me sing it to you.
जन्माद्यस्ययतः सतामभिरुचिस्तस्मिन् महापुरुषे भक्तिं प्रेम परामनन्यविषयां कर्तुं तथा हेतुकीं तेषामत्यतिशोभितं यतिवरं श्रीकृष्णसेवारतं नित्यं तं गुरुदेवमात्मगदिदं आचार्यदेवं भजे.
The Supreme Personality, from whom everything is emanated, the pure devotees are always interested to perform unflinching devotional service unto Him. Among those pure devotees, Sri Acharya is one who is sincere, well-wisher of everyone, talking of sannyasi, and always engaged in the service of Sri Krishna. I worship the lotus feet of my spiritual master, who bestows desired destination to a surrendered soul. The second,
yasmanna paramasthitinti gatitat Sri Krishna namabhidat saiva Sri Bhagavan saadi purusha satyam sivam sundaram ityachyaya samastapada jagatam uddharakam tam sadam apannaya padapradam gurvaram acharya devam bhaje.
Let me offer my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Sri Acharya, who is the servant of the surrender soul and who delivers all the fallen sinful souls of this world, while effectively preaching the Vaishnava Siddhanta that nothing else exists beyond the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose name is Sri Krishna. He is primeval, auspicious, beautiful, and eternal good.
श्रीलरूपसनातनानुगवरं सत्सत्कृशारप्रदं दुःसिद्धान्तहरं मुकुन्दचरणे प्रेमैकनिष्ठाकरं सौम्यं सद्गुणमण्डितं सदुदितं सिद्धान्तयुक्तं मुदा नौमीज्यं प्रभुपादसेवकवरम् आचार्यदेवं भजे.
He is the best follower of Sri Because Goswami is such as Rupa Goswami is not a Goswami who defeats the improper philosophies and performs loving devotional service at the Lord's feet of Lord Mukunda. He is peaceful, bestowed with transcendental qualities and best doctrine. Let me always offer my obeisances, humble obeisances, and to Srila Acharya, who is the best servitor of Srila Prabhupada.
आचार्यं हरिभक्तिनिष्ठमनघं सर्वे सदाचरितं शान्तं निष्कलुषं प्रसन्नवदनं श्रीनाम सेवापरं भक्तानां वयहारिणं हरिकथा पीयूषवर्षादिभिः कृष्णप्रेमपरायणैकशरणम् आचार्यदेवं भजे.
He is an acharya who teaches by his own behavior, situated in loving service of Lord Hari, sinless and served by devotees. He is peaceful, faultless, happy, and always engaged in chanting of Hare Krishna. I worship the Acharya because he takes away the fear that arises in heart of devotees by showering the nectar of Hari Katha, the pastimes of Lord Hari, and engaged in releasing the love of Krishna.
देव प्राप्त भवत् पदाद्रजसा धन्यो भवेयं कदा कुर्यां वा मनसा च बुद्धि वपुषा श्रीकृष्ण सेवां कदा तत्पादाम्बुजसेवनेन हि कदा कालो गतीया मम स्वेच्छामात्रनियं यथेक्षति भवान् कर्तुं तथैवार्हति.
ओ माय लॉर्ड, when will I be blessed with the dust of your Lord's feet, and when will I be able to worship Sri Krishna while engaging my speech, mind, body, and intelligence? And when will I spend all my time simply by serving your Lord's feet? Anyway, I just hanker like this, but now it's up to you. Now it's completely up to you how you want me to be in this. And the last one verse.
भवादृशानां परिहाय वार्तां पुण्यत दृष्टिं कुरुते विपश्चित् गृह्णातु तेनैव महां लिखामि कृष्णस्वरूपस्तव व्यासपूजाम्.
युवशिद आचार्य, while we speak about a great personality like yourself, no sane man would really be interested to talk about something else. Fortunately, today is your Das Puja celebration, therefore I, Krishna Sarav Das, have composed this prayer. Please accept. That's the prayer.
Loving like a pet spiritual. And I'm just thankful that Krishna somehow sent my way, 91 in Poland. Yeah. And I was so happy. And I'm happy that then you also spoke French. This is the only language I can communicate with you at that time. And somehow or other, I still feel that even though maybe, my kind of life changed, we're growing in different ways, sometimes I feel like I'm in a way not fitting anymore. Somehow my heart's always been wanted to sympathize and love to. So just happy birthday. Let's grow.
This is my Guru Maharaj, who dragged me here, and I'm so glad to be here with some of you guys. I wrote a personal offering to you in very, very short. Also, I'll do another, try to do some one-stop shopping.
Because we all figured I was going to be in top five yesterday. If I wasn't so full, then I couldn't get there. But we'll be the same thing. So this one is, if I were only as good a friend to myself as you've always been to me, if only my eyes were half open, half shut, and if I weren't afraid to see, if I were the friend that you've always been, and the other joy, and bad, and all sin. Sometimes I wish free will were not mine, because all the shoes of soul, the freedom of the blind. We've been very much for the community for all these years, and I really appreciate it. And thank you for your and the author I want to give to Shula Prabhupada is written to my guru, that is a song. Give to God the hymn until I met Shula Prabhupada. I needed to love, but I didn't know until I met Srila Prabhupada. My fire arrived, the was a thin story to add up the life I was having. The street of Prabhupada showered his grace and his devotion of service I was wearing. I needed to bow, but I didn't know how until I met Swami Krishna Khan. I needed to love, but I didn't know until I met Swami Krishna Khan. Made me fortunate and a real human being, but by the touch of his knowledge, I'm gradually seeing I was headed to hell, and Bhakti Krishna came and broke my spell with his mercy name. I was headed to hell, and Bhakti Krishna came and broke my spell with Krishna's sweet name.
For the great service he's given to me here in Atlanta, and he has actually made happening this building beside the temple with a lot of money in it to make this a beautiful space, and also to create a space for people to come and learn about Krishna. And so it has been vacant for a while, and then Guna, he actually started to, he invited me Guna, and he started to attract people, and he asked us to come as well, actually, me and my husband. So, and now this space has been created, and through your mercy, people are coming, we do yoga classes, we do and you came a few times with these beautiful presentations, distinguishing the ego from the self. Many people came, and just everybody, like, actually you should move to Atlanta, because, you know, all these people there, they want to hear from you, they want to see you. And And slowly they're getting engaged as well. And Prabhupada is going to do some, he's doing every second weekend, Monday, Bhagavad Gita class there right now. Actually, one of them is organizing it. It's Didi, she's there right now. Didi is there. She's one of the new, actually, she just started last year. She came for the first time for yoga class, and now she's organizing the Bhagavad Gita class there in Bhagavad. And she's even teaching right now the yoga class, so it's great. And so somehow it's really opening up, the restaurant's there, people are coming for the restaurant, and she created this beautiful space there, and somehow Krishna is making arrangements, so thank you for... And I would like to pray and get some more empowerment to be of service in the family, so thank you.
My husband kept pushing me to say something, he always says to me. I wanted to express my deep gratitude towards you for just being so real, so accessible. I remember a couple years ago, we went to visit you at Christmas, and you were very, very accessible with your time. Writing and doing so many things, and here you come along with two loud children, and we're very tolerant of that, and I really, really cherish those moments that we got to have that association with you. I remember we also went on a long walk before that, so like a year before, and we could barely keep up with you, and along the way you were giving so many wonderful instructions, and at one point you asked me if I had anything to eat. And all I had was kind of a mushed up peanut butter and jelly sandwich I'd brought along for my son. And I said, well, I don't even know what that is. Mushed up peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And he just, humbly just sat down and ate that sandwich. So I was like, there with us. And I just thought, this is incredible. You know, there's such an advanced spiritual leader in our society is, you know, affording us such association where it makes it seem like we're equals, but the fact that we always end up feeling like total fools after we talk to you just shows that... Not that you ridicule us in any way, but it's just so apparent. your spiritual shock view and advancement is so great that yet we just... It's your mercy that you allow us to have that relationship with you. And for those of us who aren't very philosophical or can't quote so many verses or don't have such strong faith to know what's right or wrong, just that loving relationship that you extend makes everything very clear. So thank you very, very much.
Last night, my wife asked me to look over her Vyasa Puja often. But she was, doing a lot of service, trying to help other devotees get everything ready. So I was kind of waiting there, spending a lot of time waiting for her. But I ended up writing on her on my own. So it's not long. I'm not a disciple. I don't know if I can consider myself a good disciple of anyone. I've kind of haphazard work here. I'm a great admirer of Srila Charitable. Dear Srila Charitable, please accept my humble obeisances while we are at Prabhupada. It has been my great fortune and pleasure to have you live in the neighborhood for the last few months. I feel very blessed to have had a chance to get so much of your association. We've been able to go on walks with him in the morning. I haven't been attending recently because I've been I've always been an admirer of your unique transcendental personality and determined driver to your Prabhupada so nicely. Throughout the years, all of this time has been blessed by the wonderful qualities of your presence. You're not only gifted with a brilliant intellect in which you serve Krishna so well, But you also took that to an endearing, friendly, and spontaneous demeanor. It's very inspiring and often exhilarating to be around. Your wit is both spiritually penetrating and spot-on hilarious. You're also very approachable, and you compassionately and freely give your time to any soul who needs it, despite your often busy schedule. Okay, I love your creative energy, your spiritual dynamic. I also love the modern-day analogies that you frequently come up with that explain Christian consciousness so well. I'm sure if someone ever becomes keen enough to compile them, it could make a valuable book for the welfare of others. At the University of Florida, you're currently making religious history. And your scholarly presentation of the religious of India, you are bringing into sharp focus what was once a confusing puzzle for many. The way you have tied together everything so expertly, it is clear to me that no one has ever been able to completely figure out what you are now accomplishing. Thank you for this important undertaking. My knowledge and realizations have been stated many times over by listening to your classes. Pray to Krishna that you may have a long life, at least 100 healthy years, so you'll have the opportunity to focus more on your writing projects, which I look forward to, and continue to bring presence and pleasure to Srila Prabhupada's heart. Hare Krishna, your servant, Hare Krishna.
What about Mooney the Elder? My first disciple, Brother Mooney.
Jerry told us that he was talking about Prabhupada, and he said that Prabhupada once said that you can't see the form of the spiritual master. It's like a moon traveling through the clouds. You don't really see the form of the spiritual master. So I have no doubt that I have no conception of who Acharya is. But I can speak of what he is to me. I can try to hold a candle up to the sun, and so here goes. This is a serious movement. I'll tell one story about Acharyadeva in Mexico. He was out on a morning walk. As a young sannyasi, they had put posters up inviting people to the Sunday feast, and the posters said, come here to the Sunday love feast, and hear Rinayananda Maharaj, laugh your way back to Godhead. So as a young sannyasi, Acharya said, what is this nonsense?
Yeah.
This is a serious movement. Take those posters down. So that night at the Sunday feast lecture, and the hall was packed, the temple room was packed, and in perfect Spanish with the dialects, even more local than the locals, Acharya had the whole assembly roaring in laughter with his transcendental analogies. And so the next day he said, all right, you can put the post. Another time I heard, and you can correct me if these stories are wrong, it was in the GBC meeting in Mayapur, the most sacred spot on the planet. And all the GBC members had their servants coming up taking their lunch orders. And so then they all brought back the lunch, and they brought a chardy, peanut butter, and jelly.
Well, that was actually in my house. It
was? Okay, was it some GBC meeting? I thought it was.
Well, I'll just tell very quick. Speaking of lunch, by the way. Other than do that and do unto you, I was never like, although people keep saying I'm enthusiastic, one thing, I was never that enthusiastic about a fasting. It's just the old-fashioned people who have an act of fasting. I bet we'll end like very soon, so we can have lunch on, you know, reasonably on time. Anyway, there was an emergency GDC meeting in 1980, and so they held it in my house there in Southern California. And so they had all these top, that was 1980 at the height of the... they had all the best cooks in ESCOM cooking for the GDC and El Peru. And they had brought these tullies with all these extraordinary preparations. And I had my own cook there in the kitchen. I sort of went, you know, like, I had them bring in some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and potato chips. And so Jamal Krishnan Goswami, my dear, very dear governor, Jamal Krishnan Goswami, you remember, he was really stickler because he was picked up by Velvet, and he was really serious about like prasadam, the right way to serve it, the right way to cook it, and everything. So he was appalled. We're all sitting around the stage, the dining table, we had all the top leaders in ESCOM, and all these big super tellies, and I was eating my peanut butter and jelly sandwich and chips. And he was, he was just saying that this is so bad and you can't do this. Then he shot Shruti Singh next to me and he looked over. Then he was kicked down, but he looked over and he said, maybe I'll try it. Anyway, to make a long story short, out of respect for your within a minute or two, in fact, the everyone at the table puts aside their tully, and we're eating peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Jamal Krishnan Goswami, he was the last holdout. He wouldn't. He felt, I guess, he was preserving something. And so then after the lunch, he said to me, how do you justify this? I said, it's completely basic. I said, the bread is the chapati, the peanut butter is the dal, the chutney, the chutney, the sabji. So that evening, actually, he knocked on my door and he came in. He personally wanted to serve me a peanut butter and jelly. That's a very beautiful relationship with TKG. And anyway, that's what actually happened. That was
So, one more thing. I don't think Bhana Chirka for stealing my sour grapes joke. I don't want to really compete for the can of beans, but I wouldn't mind competing for the comeback player of the year. I've had the fortune of joining the Hare Krishna movement two or three times now. I'm a very good singer. brilliance, I realized that none of my struggles in emotional service had anything to do with anybody other than myself. And so I was able to, just try and heal myself within and move on. But, as we were sitting here today, I was thinking, I came back from Sankirtan, I believe it was 1977, and the devotees had this blank look on their face, and I'm like, what happened? And he said, Prabhupada has left the planet. And there was this boy that was there. And then the next thing you know, about 2 months later, Acharya came through the temple. And all of a sudden that void was filled up. And so, as I was thinking about Acharyapad, who's also very sick, and I was thinking, my God, what's going to happen when he leaves the planet? And then I was thinking so many other, as the other older devotees were speaking, I'm thinking, well, what's going to happen when all these old experiences, because there was something about the good old days, what's going to happen when all those experiences disappear? And then I realized that, it's basically up to me. If I want to appreciate and take advantage of Acharyadev's, whatever it is, Bani or Bapu, then I have to figure out some way to get that, because that's one resentment I don't want to have when that day comes that and I'm just thinking, what was I doing? Charlie was here, now he's in Gainesville, and he has to call me at 6 o'clock in the morning to wake me up. So I'd just like to dedicate the remaining days to come back kid competition and may the best devotee win.
I want to thank everybody very much. We will. I never tire of hearing my glories. However, my vanity is now competing with my. I'd like to end by a little Robert Mundine story. That's what older people do. They always embarrass other people by telling them. Please don't show cute pictures of people or shit. But there's a reason, actually, for telling the story, and that is to show that Krishna is everywhere, and everyone really has to become a guru for Prabhupada. Everyone has to, because everyone here knows something about Krishna that most people in the world don't know. Isn't it? Everyone here knows some very important, powerful information that most people in the world don't know and need to know. So everyone here really needs to be a guru. And I said, sorry, I got to tell my cute little kid story here at your expense. But Raghunandini actually once acted as my guru in that in 1985, at the height of the guru reform movement, which was, if anything, competed with the immaturity, the rationality of the Dhammacharya movement, it was a reform movement. So at that time, in 1985, I thought, this is too much, I'm going to just take a break. And so I was thinking maybe I should go to Jagannath Puri and just accept the grueling austerity of spending the winter on the beach there. Chanting Hare Krishna and just, reading philosophy and so on. And I was debating whether I should do this or not, just get away from everything. And so we were having a darshan in my house at Niranareki. And Ravi, how old are you then?
4 years
old. She was quite precocious. And actually, Dhruva Prahlad didn't become very religious there at 5. Anyway, so we're having the darshan and she was there, and I was sort of telling the noise, I'm thinking of just getting away to Jagannath Puri, and I wonder if I should go. And then somehow Krishna made me say, I said to Raghu, should I go? And she just said, yes, Krishna wants you to go. And when she said it, I actually realized that Krishna was speaking to her. Because she said it actually with real authority. I remember it very well, because one or two or three times in my life, I actually took someone else's instructions. So, Radha, she was actually 4 years old, but I just understood that somehow or other Krishna had spoken to her. And I went to Jagannath Puri and had a great time. So it shows that actually everyone can become everyone can represent Krishna, and everyone here knows he should represent Krishna. So now people honor Krishna as a form of the sadhana, right? So thank you all very much for coming, and Hare Krishna.